there's a Rashi that on the surface is almost impossible to understand. Rashi says that even though the other people of Noah's generation had children when they were 100 or even less, Noah didn't have children until he was 500 years old. His first child he had when he was 500. So Rashi explains why. Because at that time, Bar Mitzvah was 100. Okay? People lived to 900. So you were Bar Mitzvah at 100. That's when you really matured. You weren't held responsible in the heavenly court till you were 100. So God did not want any of Noah's children to be over 100 when the flood came. Noah was 600 when the flood came. That means that his oldest son was not yet 100 when the flood came. So why? Because if he would have been 100, then he would have his own judgment. He would have been an adult. And if he was a Rasha, he would have been killed. And that saved in Noah's chus. Noah saved his little children, the ones who were only 99. But he didn't save his adult children who were over 100. So if he was a Rasha, he would have been killed. And if he would have been a tzaddik, it would have been an extra bother to build all those extra arks, extra tables. Now I understand if the guy would have been a Rasha, one of Noah's children would have been a Rasha, so he'd be destroyed. That'd be a terrible pain to Noah. But if he'd be a tzaddik, why couldn't he go into Noah's ark? Why would he have to build another ark?
Well,
we have many children in the generation. No, let him be 105. Why did Noah have to know when he's going to be? If he'd be 10 years older. Yeah, then. Okay, even so, I hear, could be, okay. So it's not just that he had them less than 100, but he could have had them 110. You want to say he could have had 400 years old. And he would have a lot of children, fine. But there's plenty of animals, too. A few more human beings wasn't going to be a big problem considering the entire zoo that was in there, okay? So, and anyway, it was a miracle that they all fit in there. The Ramban says there was no natural way that all those animals could fit in back in the measurements of the table. It was a miracle. So that was a miracle. Look at the miracle. A few more people. What? Right. Whatever. So what's the idea? So I think the idea is the following: why did Noah build the table? Why did he have to build the table? Right? Why couldn't God save him by giving him scuba diving equipment? Right, or putting him on the moon, or lifting him in the air and putting him in a space station. I mean, there's plenty of ways that God could have separated Noah from the waters without making him build. You know how long it took to build the ark? 120 years. That was a big project, and it was a lot of work. Now, the Ramban says the reason he had to build the ark was not to be saved. God could have found any other way to save him. And you can't say that, well, he wanted to do it naturally and not in a miraculous way, because this is also a miracle, the Ramban says. There's no way naturally that this ark could have held all the inhabitants. It was a miracle. So God's doing miracles already. Do another miracle. Why make him build this ark for 120 years? Says the Ramban. The reason is, right, because Noah had to attempt to rebuke his generation, give them Mussar, and try to turn them around. Okay, now, the people were so evil that he couldn't go and confront them just like this. They would have either killed him or laughed at him. I mean, imagine, Noah would have walked around with a sign, the world is coming to an end, there's going to be a flood. They would have laughed at him, right? They're nuts. Like somebody shook them. Right? They wouldn't have listened to him. So, what did he have to do? He started building this gigantic boat in his backyard. And his neighbors came first, and they said, Noah, what are you doing? That's a little big for your bathtub, and there is no, you know, body of water around here for this boat. What are you doing? He said, there's going to be a lot of water around here if you don't do tshuva, because God said this is becoming a flood. And then they got into a discussion. So he already had a point of contact with the generation. It was a very subtle kind of mussar to begin with, where they were interested and asked questions. At once, the neighbors heard about it, right? So then, eventually, after a few months, the newspapers came. Right? And then it went over the internet. And the whole world was talking about this Meshuggah who, for 120 years, building this boat, he must really, he's not just walking around with a sign, the world's coming to an end. He must really believe it. And he says God told him, and so that's the only way. It didn't work. The people were so wicked that it didn't make a difference. But this was the only way that he could fulfill his mitzvah of tochacha, of giving rebuke.
But he didn't.
It had to be done. No, he did do it. He did do it. The Sfarno says that Noah did rebuke his generation. He just didn't do it successfully or effectively. He could have done it differently, and it would have been more effective. But he did. He told them they were doing something wrong, but the point of contact had to be building the table. Therefore, if his sons would have been mature adults, they would have to build their own tables. They couldn't be Yotze with Noah's table. They have their own responsibility to rebuke the nation, the people. They would have had to build another teva to create that contact, that confrontation themselves. They couldn't have done it just by helping the father do it. That already was just Noah's means of having a contact with the generation. They would have had to have their own contact. So they had to build new tevas. Not to be saved, but to fulfill their mitzvah of rebuke. Let's go on to something else.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Where does Rashi get this 100-year business with like a mitzvah and all days? I mean, that seems like mulas.
No, no, it says there's other midrashim that say the same thing, that until a person is 100 at that time, because the people lived so much, by Sari Menu it says, Bas Cha, Kibas, what's it called? The Meya Lechet. So, say, that time, right, at 100, that Sari's time, right, was 20 years old. But the 100 was from before the Avos time, before the flood. Was the 100 was like 20 for us. 20 is not that you're not punished for any kind of sin. You get punished for every sin when you're 13 or 12 for a girl. But 20 is just for things that have no specific mitzvah aveira, like the flood. God punished them, you know, not with a kares or whatever. He punished them with a punishment that was not something specifically prescribed anywhere. It's a heavenly punishment. That you don't get till you're 20 or till you're 100. Yeah, in those days. Well, no, when people were living to be 900, so they matured, but they matured a lot slower.
And maybe the years wasn't calculated the way years
were. No, 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 the years were the regular years. They were the same day, same month, same year.